I'm Skift's Editor-in-Chief, Sarah Copett, and welcome to the new and improved Skift Travel Podcast. For almost a decade, the Skift Travel Podcast has brought you industry-defining reporting, research, and interviews that define and make sense of the business of travel. We are happy to report that all of this will continue and thrilled to break the news that we're supercharging the Skift Travel Podcast to make it even bigger and better than it's ever been before. Behind the scenes, we've increased resources and people power, and right here, front of house, we are happy to introduce ourselves. There's me, Sarah Copett, Editor-in-Chief, and Skift's Head of Research, Seth Borko, as your full-time hosts, delivering Skift's latest news, research, and insights hot off the presses and pivot tables. And don't worry, Seth, you can tell us that that's not how pivot tables work in a moment, but before we get into that, we'll, of course, still feature the interviews you want to hear and the business leaders making news across the industry, plus the occasional revisit and analysis of our industry leading forum sessions. Seth, over to you.
Yeah, great to be here. And thanks for that introduction, Sarah. I think you will learn a lot more about how pivot tables and Excel work over the course of the podcast. Hopefully all of our readers are well, but We're gonna make sense from the numbers. We're not gonna be pure data nerds here. We're gonna take stories out of it.
Great, cool.
But yeah, I'm so excited to be doing this podcast, and I can't wait. We're gonna have it's every week. Gonna be me and you diving into the stories and research and events coming out of the world of Skift. It's gonna be great.
So a little bit first about me, I'm relatively new to the world of travel, and I took kind of a serpentine route to getting here. I was born in Michigan, I grew up on a dirt road and had a pickup truck, and I was just all like bright lights, big city for my whole childhood. And I came here right after college. I worked for Court TV, I went to law school, I practiced law for a while, I worked at Bloomberg for over a decade. I managed their breaking news team in the Americas. I did all sorts of things there. I ran a crypto publication for a little while, but now I'm here at Skift. It's been amazing. Almost a year in, I guess. But I kind of bring, I think, maybe a little bit of the outsider's view, you know, a little bit of that perspective for somebody who hasn't been in the world of, you know, in the business of travel. I'm kind of new to it. So I've got a little bit of a, I don't know how to say, fresh perspective maybe on a lot of the things we're going to be talking about. Where Seth, you've been yeah, with Skift for a while.
Well, we might say first principles. I think you bring a lot of value, and we're really glad to have such an experienced editor-in-chief like yourself here on the Skift team. I think it's a big step up for us. Yeah, my background is not as not quite the same story. I've been at Skift for, well, coming up on 7 years. So it is a bit weird to think of myself as an insider, but it's definitely been a long run in the travel industry. You know, before that, I started my career in finance and in banking. And so I've always had a love. That's where I learned my love for numbers and Excels and the pivot tables and all that stuff. Yeah. And yeah, you know, it makes the world go around. I can't tell you how much AI is really just pivot tables, you know, with a good user experience. But maybe that's a whole other topic. But yeah. I came from that world of finance and analysis, and was thrilled to bring it to the travel industry. And there's some major publicly traded companies in this business that really deserve more analysis and scrutiny and insights. And was been doing that for several years here with Skift. And now I'm leading the research team where we're covering online travel, airlines, hotels, short-term rentals, destinations, experiences. I mean, and really trying to go in deep. We want to talk a little bit about how Skift kind of looks at the world of travel and how we work together. So,
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I guess, you know, how a media company or a newsroom or an editorial team works, I think, you know, they make TV shows about it, but I think it's a bit of a black box for most people, you know, how we do what we do. So, you know, first for the editorial team, so, you know, I'm the editor in chief. Ultimately, it's my decision what happens, for better or worse, what comes out of our editorial team, what we write, what we produce. And so, you know, we have all of these different verticals that cover kind of each very broadly each section of the travel industry as it pertains to kind of money and power. You know, we don't do much consumer stuff, but it's all for you, the travel executive, probably that's listening to us. You know, of course, anyone is welcome. You know, for those of you non-travel executives out there too, welcome to the Skift Travel Podcast. But we're going to get kind of into the nitty-gritty of the business of travel. So yeah, we have reporters assigned to each of our particular beats. They really kind of go deep. Like, they are not... you know, they're not generalists. Skift is a very niche brand. So, you know, when our airline reporter, Meghna, like, she covers airlines and she knows everything there is to know about airlines. You know, we have an entire reporter whose beat is experiences, like the experiences beat. That's something that you probably won't find anywhere other than a place like Skift that is really going in, you know, to the nitty gritty, because that's kind of a new-ish kind of topic area for publications to cover. So they are out there talking to sources. They are out there, you know, trying to get scoops, trying to get people to, you know, tell them things, go on the record, find interesting topics, all that kind of good stuff, and then write about it.
Yeah. And by the way, if you want to be one of those people, you know who to reach out to. We're happy to have you on the record.
Yeah, exactly.
I think maybe a listener of our podcast maybe knows a bit about us, but I always think one of the funny things, like, if you are a listener of Skift, I suppose you probably know who Skift is already. But yeah, whenever I tell people what I do, I say, oh, I work for travel publication. I even say business of travel. And the very first thing they always say to me is like, oh, great. Where should I go on vacation? Where's the hot beaches? And it's like, No. That's not what we're doing. Like, there's a real, I actually think, and this is one of the things I really like about my job, heading up Skift Research, is I love analyzing businesses. That comes back to my background as well. And people, I think because when people go on vacation, they kind of shut off their brains. They sometimes don't think about these vacations as businesses, but I mean, travel is a massive, massive business.
Huge.
You know, it's been like one in every 10 jobs worldwide, one of the largest industries in the world. It's so global. You know, we built and Skift Research, a stock index of 200 of the largest publicly traded companies in the travel industry across the world. And there's more than, you know, $1 trillion of market cap across the entire travel industry. So I think people don't think about it. I mean, I think it'd be weird. Like, if I was like, I work in the business of oil and gas, people would know what that means. When I say I work in the business of travel, they don't necessarily think of it as a business. Yeah. I think that's one of the core missions for myself and my team. I think for you as well, Sarah, at Skift is kind of defining travel as its own industry, as its business, and as a really big and important business, right?
Well, you think about what the pandemic did to the travel industry. You think about all of those businesses that had shut down and people who, you know, got furloughed or lost their jobs. I mean, that is just one testament to how, like, sprawling and massive it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's all, I mean, for the most part, it's in person. It's, you know, there's some maybe online travel stuff that isn't so much, but, you know, it's a real, think about all the people and companies you touch when you go on vacation or when you, you know, leave your house and go to, you know, even like business travel to a conference or something, you know, just all the different wide ranging from transportation to food to, you know, getting to from point A to point B on, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles. It's wide and big and interesting.
Totally. I like what you were just saying, by the way. I like that idea of, like, just think about what's involved, right? Like, if you're going to go on a trip, I maybe start with hailing an Uber. There's one company. Then I go to an airport. And in Europe, that's probably run by a private company. In the US, it's run by government. And then there's retailers in that airport, then I fly an airline, then I get there, I take another cab.
Security, like, think about, like, you've got, you've got security at the airline, you've got TSA and government, you've got government regulations sprawled across all, like a net over all of it. You think about where your money is going and how it's getting there, right? Like it's changing hands through apps, through cash, through, you know, depending if it's international or not, you've got all sorts of other actors, you know, lending a hand there. So yeah, I'm sorry I cut you off there.
And that's one of the things I like most about, I think one of the things that we do well at Skift is I think we try and connect those dots too, right? And like break down some of those silos between those sectors. Because I think one of the things that I see is all far too often I talk to someone and they're like, what do you do? And it's like, oh, I'm an airline executive, or I'm a travel executive, or I'm a government official. And it's like, no, you're in the travel industry. Like, I think that's one of the things that always is like core to how I think about, you know, our job and Skift and the publication every single day. And one of the missions I want us to have for this podcast as we keep going is like, how do we break down these barriers, and how do we get people to think that like, no, you don't just do X, Y, and Z. You're not just a tour operator. You're not just a hotelier. You're not just an airline person. You're a member of this hugely important industry.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about like the research team. Like, I think if people have questions as to how a newsroom works and how, you know, a story starts from like either the seed of an idea in a reporter's brain, or, you know, a piece of news maybe that's not widely known, and then, you know, broken on the front page of either a newspaper or a website. I think that how a research, or, you know, how analysts do their job every day is probably even more opaque and even more, you know, of a mystery. So why don't you tell everybody how the sausage is made over on your team, Seth?
Yeah, I would love to. Well, I mean, first of all, it's a hugely collaborative, and a huge amount of credit to your team. Like, my day often starts with the end of your day, with reading your team's news. I think of like research, as, especially Skift research, as an extension of the editorial team and the news that we cover and the stories that are going through the industry. One of the things we think about, we are broken up right now primarily by a couple of different regions. So we have focused analysts. So we think about what are the big narrative stories, the through lines that are driving the industry. And then we would think about that maybe by certain sectors. So we have an analyst who covers online travel. We have a hotel beat, you know, just like a reporter might have. We have a beat for online travel, for hotels, for airlines. We also have one that's a little bit different, focused on just consumers, right? So consumers, a survey practice focused on consumer polling and insights. And so we would start where kind of your team maybe guides us. What are the big themes? What are the big narratives? And then the overlay that I always want to add is, all right, and now where can I get some data? How can I add some numbers onto that? And then say, okay, if we have a hunch about something or a trend or something, how can we really dig our teeth into it numerically? Is there a couple of public companies in that space where we can pull numbers? Is there a government data set? Maybe consumer survey, consumer polling, maybe web scraping, something a little bit different. Are there alternative sources that how can we collect data? And so I think our job as the research team is we start with your editorial narratives and stories. We add a data overlay and a data analysis to it. And then we bring those two things together and we create effectively a view, an opinion. With this theme plus these numbers, where do we think things are going next? That's maybe a little high level. We'll certainly have plenty of opportunity to get into the weeds of, you know, like we keep joking about pivot tables, but if we want to pull up a pivot table on this podcast, we certainly can. But that's how I think about doing our job.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break now, and we will see you all back on the other side. You know, it's interesting, like, how the two of us work together. Like, we're a remote company, so we're not in the same office. We're, you know, we're both in New York, but we're, you know, here in our own home offices. But, you know, I'm always like pinging Seth with like something. I'll have some sort of idea or maybe an instinct that something is happening or something is a trend or something is interesting. And I generally have, you know, kind of what I think is my view of this particular topic. And then I'm always asking Seth, like, do you have numbers or data? Like, is this right? Like, kind of keep me honest here. You know, am I thinking about this the right way? Is there data to support this? Or I guess on the flip side, let's say that there's something that I'm seeing out there, maybe on social media or just like in the general zeitgeist. I mean, I may come to Seth and he may say, well, you know what? Like, yeah, that may be something that everybody's talking about, but you know what? The numbers actually don't back that up. It's not, you know, it's a kind of like it's a fairy tale, right? And, you know, it's invaluable for journalists and analysts and researchers to work together on those type of stories too, because, you know, we all know that not everything that is commonly held or felt is true.
Yeah. And I mean, we're going to have some specific examples, I think, and we're front running a bit of a future podcast, but like, you know, we just did this one that's top of mind for me on Indian weddings. And that was like a cool example of how everything works together. We just had, Peden on your team or your India editor just did this amazing feature story on Indian weddings and how much money is spent on Indian destination weddings. And so then we had this idea and we said, how can we run this? We put some numbers around it. And so we then went out and did a survey, and we went out and we asked a bunch of Indian, you know, newlyweds, did you get married? Did you travel when you got married? And by the way, how much does this thing cost? And the answer is a lot.
Yeah.
And you know, and then we just did an event in India too, right? So I think this is that's a great example of what kind of, I think in many ways makes Skift unique, and how we work is like, we're pulling from your teams and Peden's ideas, and we're trying to put surveys and numbers behind it. And then we're trying to hold events and meet and can connect people in that local market. It's always so much fun to me, at least. I love, and by the way, I never knew anything about this weddings. Like I was like, this can't be right. This number's too big. And it's like, no, I'm pretty sure it's right.
I've actually been to a wedding in India. So it didn't surprise me. You know, the groom arrived on an elephant. It was amazing. It was in Goa. It was so good. So yeah, so you've shared your Indian weddings. I want to talk about some of the favorite things. So some of our favorite things that we've had with Skift in the last 6 months. Any others that come to mind for you?
Well, all right. So I guess here's where we're going to get a little bit nerdier, right? Like I love doing stuff on we do a lot on online travel. We just did this great piece of research on the market for online travel. Can it continue to grow, or like kind of are the heydays of those Expedia and Bookings, they've been growing at 20% plus like clockwork for years, can that keep going? We had a bit of a debate about that. That was a really fun one for me. We just did a piece on loyalty, and specifically on how credit cards, really it was about travel credit cards, but I think it has major read through to loyalty, about how these Capital One, Amex, and Chase in particular, these really high-end travel credit cards, how they're transforming the industry. And I think in many ways, redefining and competing with traditional Marriott loyalty brands. We just did a piece on long-haul, low-cost airlines that I thought was really excellent about, I mean, we're gonna get real nerdy real fast, but like all these different aircraft types and how you can basically take a small narrow body plane and now fly very long distances over large bodies of water. And that opens up these crazy routes that you thought you couldn't run low cost that now maybe you can. So those are three pieces of research that we did recently that I've been really excited about, and that there's more to come.
Yeah.
What about yourself? Yeah, you're like a year into this, about. You're coming from crypto. Like, what are your favorite? You've commissioned a couple stories. You've written a couple stories.
Yeah.
What have your favorite stories been?
I think just to kind of be selfish and talk about something that I actually wrote. My favorite thing that we've done is the Ozempic story, or the story about GLP-1s, the new weight loss medications, and how they're going to impact the travel sector. And I'll tell you why. One, it was that we got great data. with your team. We worked really closely with your team on that. But the other reason is this is something nobody had done it yet at this point. There was no reporting, no real research. It was a phenomenon that was happening out there in the world that, because it was so big in its own right, it was bound to cross over with travel. Because that's the other thing. When you have big epic events that are going on in the world, they're always going to impact travel. Like we've done a lot of really interesting reporting and features, like on the eclipse or on Taylor Swift and sporting events and things like that. Like these events, they all will touch travel inevitably, and some of them very significantly. But the Ozempic one, I think, was super cool because it was just so niche and so kind of skifty in that way, you know, where you take this like kind of really, you know, really zeitgeisty story and really dig deep into how it's going to impact an industry that you might not at first blush think there would be much of a cross. But then when you kind of really get into it, of course, there's a huge cross.
I loved that, by the way. That was one of my favorite stories in a very long time. And I think that's a sign of a really smart editor in chief, right? Because you were able to take this story because it was a big story, not in travel, right? It was a healthcare story, or maybe a business story. Novo is now like the largest publicly traded company in Europe. But one of the things I've learned, I mean, being at Skiff for us, that there's always a travel angle to everything, right? Like we take mobility so much for granted. Travel is such a big part of our lives that obviously anything that affects the world is going to affect the travel. And so I loved it. That was a great example, because again, at Skiff, we're about one, not just breaking down the silos, but also connecting dots outside of travel and then having that real consumer led voice. And so it's like, all right, leisure travel in particular is all about consumer trends. If the biggest consumer trend in the world is weight loss, then obviously it's going to rub off and carry through to people on vacation, right?
Yeah.
Or not weight loss, but these drugs, you know?
Yeah. No, I saw that Scott Galloway, who has a great podcast himself, I was reading that at like around the first of the year in January, he does kind of like a list of what the big trends are going to be in 2024. And under tech, GLP-1s was his big trend of 2024 under technology. So I thought that was really interesting.
By the way, random aside, I was in Mexico last week and they sell semaglutide over the counter in there. So I think that there's another tourism angle there, you know, medical tourism, people traveling abroad, picking up some GLP-1, some semaglutide, prescription, definitely.
Especially because it's so expensive here and it's not going to be there. It can't be, you know,
exactly.
because of the government subsidized healthcare. These are some of the things that we have done. Shall we give our inaugural listeners a little sneak peek as to what they can expect?
Let's give a little sneak peek of the next couple of podcast episodes. So this was kind of our introductory podcast. We wanted you guys to get to know us, get to know Skift if you didn't already know it. But we've got a lot of the coming up topics will be a lot more of a specific focus deep dive. I think we just had a LinkedIn Live event about Indian weddings. You can expect we'll have a lot more details on Indian weddings in a future podcast. I think we are prepping our CEO pay feature, right, Sarah? That's going
to
come up.
Love talking about money. I love talking about how many millions and billions, hint, billions of dollars, some of these CEOs get paid.
what are some other topics we've got? I mean, I think you've got an upcoming feature that we'll talk about, right, Sarah?
Yeah, we're going to do, I'm writing one right now on the science of sleep. So, you know, sleep is always something that, you know, hotels, it's something you do when you're on vacation, and hotels are always built around, you know, being a place to sleep. But I think, you know, really post-pandemic, there's been a big push into sleep science. And, you know, Gen Z is kind of out there with this being its latest flex, you know, how many hours a night can you sleep, right? So I'm working on that one right now. So we'll surely talk about that when it's done and published.
And there's a lot of huge topics in the hopper. I think junk fees, we're going to see much more movement on that. And that's coming from a political push. Certainly there will be politics involved in travel in the coming few months. We're looking at some distribution. We're going to talk about how hotels sell and price their stuff. And also sometimes that gets them into some hot water in terms of there's these price fixing and collusion lawsuits in the hopper that we want to talk about. We want to talk about loyalty. We want to talk about Boeing and the aircraft and the what's going on over there. I mean, that's crazy what's happening with Boeing right now.
And we've also got the Olympics this year. So that's going to be a huge travel story in the summer. So we'll talk about how sporting events and like big, you know, world global event-based activities are really having such a massive impact on travel these days.
And I think listeners should also expect us to continue to touch on and push on our megatrends. I think we'll be previewing new megatrends here on this podcast. Yeah. And I think we'll also be doing a review of where
how do we do
megatrends stand. So if you tuned in January and you saw Sarah doing an excellent job presenting our megatrends, you know, we'll be up here also reviewing how they're doing. So
we gotta keep us honest, right?
Yeah, you know, that's right. We'll
how do we do?
There's so many great topics. And of course, by the way, we are always open to listener feedback. If you've made it all the way to this end and you're like, hey, I really want to hear Seth and Sarah's take on topic X, Y, or Z, we're pretty easy people to get in touch with. And so we want to hear from you. And we're really excited to bring you a ton of both, you know, data-based, news-driven, event-driven, and megatrend-driven coverage in our podcast, you know, every week, straight to your wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so I'm at sek@skiff.com. So that's how you can get in touch with me. Send me an email.
Yeah. sb@skiff.com. You can find me.
There you go. So we are just about out of time, but we're going to be here every single week. So join us next week. Seth and I are going to be discussing the eye-watering topic of executive compensation. We have our 2023 financial filings rolling in right now. So it should be a good time. I love talking about this one. So
it'll be a fun one. All right. Can't wait to see you all there. Thanks so much.
All right.
Talking to you soon.